Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Craig Horn. It is Food for Thought Friday, and so glad that you are with us. And I know a lot of times by this time of the week, people are just kind of worn down physically, emotionally, mentally. Maybe your spiritual tank is about empty. So I hope today just some things I can share with you that God has spoke to me through this week. Through his word, through prayer, through devotion, maybe through a radio program or podcast that I have listened to, or just a conversation. Social media even provides things sometimes, and maybe a book I'm reading. And I just always get so excited how God loves to speak to his kids, and he wants to speak to you today. So, Lord, I'm just praying a simple prayer today that whoever's listening, that you would just open their heart, open their mind, their ears to hear you speak to each one of your sons and daughters where they need to hear your voice today. C.S. Lewis, great writer of many wonderful books, says, "Integrity is doing the right thing even when no one is watching." Integrity is doing the right thing even when no one is watching. And friends, that's when you really mature and grow in your faith, when you can realize that, you know, we do all things under the Lord, you know, for the Lord, unto the Lord, and not just for people to see. And, you know, that's what the old saying goes, you know, who are you when you are by yourself? Who are you when there's not people around? And that's when you have to really dig down into your faith. And I want to encourage you, I want to challenge you today to be a person of integrity, to be a person of character. And in this world, you'll stand out easily. You will be a light in the darkness. Now, sometimes you'll get criticized, and that's okay, all right? A lot of people walked away from Jesus when he was doing the miracles. It was great, and man, thousands were following. But then he started kind of sharing some hard truth. It was truth and love, but hard truth. The crowds got really, really small. In fact, to the point, it was just basically the disciples. And he just asked them, "Are you going to leave too?" And they're like, "No, you know, you're the one that knows life, leads us to life ever after. And you are the life, the word, the truth, and the life." But being a person of integrity can be like that sometime. And I just want to encourage you, though. It'll help you sleep better at nights and give you peace that passes all understanding. And when you just be that person of integrity, and it's tough at times, but you can do it. I want to encourage you today to be a person of integrity. I love this quote I read earlier this week. "When you remember where God brought you from, you will stop doubting where God can take you to." Ooh, that's good. When you remember where God brought you from, you will stop doubting where God can take you to. Oh, my goodness. Somebody listen today, you need to hear that. You need to remember where God has brought you from. And you need to stop doubting. God, I don't know how you're going to make lemonade out of these lemons, but I know you are. And I'm so thankful for that, Lord, that the Lord's done that in my life. And I want to encourage you today. Maybe you're in a season of doubt, and you're going through some trials and tribulations. You're in a waiting period. And I know waiting's hard. I did a program back a little over a month ago, might have been June, that was talking about, you know, a dirty four-letter word. And you usually think of words of profanity, but I have to admit that W-A-I-T, wait word, can be a dirty word to me sometimes. And yet God has taught me so much in seasons of waiting. And friends, he wants to do that in your life too. Bruce Van Horn, like this quote that I saw recently he shared. He said, "When you start doubting yourself, remember how far you have come. Remember everything you have faced, all the battles you have won, and all the fears you have overcome." That's so good. I'll read that one more time. "When you start doubting yourself, remember how far you have come. Remember everything you have faced, all the battles you have won, and all the fears you have overcome." Friends, that's so powerful, and that is so encouraging to know that God has helped you through so many things. I mean, I just was talking about that earlier with that quote I shared that I'm not sure who that one was from, but didn't have anybody's name associated with it. But just remember, friends, how far God's brought you in the past. And I'm reminded, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, fear doesn't come from God. That's from the enemy. Okay? God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind or self-discipline. And just know that God's with you today, and he wants to help you, and he's cheering you on. Pastor Greg Laurie in California, just a really wonderful pastor doing great things out there. And he said, you know, no one buys a house intending to let it fall into disrepair. And no one gives their life to Jesus intending to let the relationship slide. The best way to maintain the Christian life is to take care of problems as they show up. We need to clean house, but here's the good news. Jesus doesn't say, clean up your life and come to me. He says, come to me and I will clean your life up. Jesus is ready. Are you? That's so good. I'm so thankful, friends, that Jesus doesn't say, clean up your life and come to me. He says, come to me and I'll help you clean up your life. And I think that's one of the greatest barriers the enemy tries to use on people, that they think, well, man, I can't go to church because, man, I'm really struggling with all these things, and the walls will cave in, you know, the glass will break out of the windows if I showed up because of the sin in my life. And, you know, friends, don't get me wrong. I mean, there's consequences to sin, but God still loves you, and he wants you to come to him. He wants, just like one of the most powerful stories in the Bible, is the one that Jesus tells of the prodigal son. Went off and squandered all the family wealth and inheritance he had been given, and said ugly things to his dad, and, you know, left, but then finally humbled himself and came back as he was even eating the scraps that they were feeding the pigs with, and just asked his dad to have mercy on him, and would he take him back in. And it says the father, you know, went running to the son. And back then, they didn't run. They had those sandals. It was really hard to run, and that just wasn't something common in that culture for people to run. And yet, it says the father went running to greet the son. And, you know, that story is basically saying, you know, that's how God comes to us when we are the prodigal son or prodigal daughter. And today, maybe you've wandered off the path of faith, and God's like saying, hey, come to me. I'll help you clean your life up. I'll help you with the struggle you're having. You don't have to do this on your own. I'm so, so thankful, friends, that God loves doing just work that only he can do, and he cleans up the messes we make. And that's the type of God who he is, and that's why Jesus came for you and for me. Gail Blank says, when we throw out physical clutter, we clear our minds. When we throw out mental clutter, we clear our souls. Wow, that's so good. When we throw out physical clutter, we clear our minds. When we throw out mental clutter, we clear our souls. Friends, I would encourage you today, if there's a wound in your heart, in your mind, that you would just say, you know what? Lord, you got to take this. I want you to take this. I'm releasing it to you. God already knows about it, friends. And just give it to him. And once you ask for forgiveness, the Bible says in Psalms that as far as the east is to the west, God remembers it no more. But we're the one that keeps hitting the rewind button. And I know it's one of those things that I like to keep stuff. And man, I've got a pile here, a pile this, there in my house. And when I do take the time to clean up and organize and get things decluttered, it's amazing the difference it makes. And in fact, I could do that right now in a couple rooms in my house, and maybe you're right there today too. But I just want to encourage you that God, he loves to help us with get that physical clutter out, which clears our mind, but man, that mental and emotional clutter helps clear our souls. And also, you know, maybe you get a good Christian counselor, friends. I just want to let you know there's no shame in that. In fact, I think it takes more courage and more strength to admit, you know what? I need some help processing this problem, this wound in my heart, my mind. And the key is to make sure it's a faith-based counselor, a Christian counselor, friends. You know, because God is the ultimate healer, and all the wisdom we need comes from his word. And some of the best money I've spent has been through a good Christian counselor. I just want to encourage you today that, you know, God loves you. He knows exactly where you're at. And you don't have to try to wonder if he's there or not. He's there for you, friends. Even in the deepest, darkest times, God is still working. And, you know, I remember when Job, I shared with him earlier this week when he went through losing everything, his children and just all his wealth, and even his health got bad, and his wife was saying, why don't you just curse God and die? And even his three closest friends that came to sit with him started just saying, man, is there something in your life? And, you know, quite often there is times where we have sin in our life and God disciplines those he loves. But, you know, sometimes life just happens, friends. And yet Job just kept trusting God and said, though he slay me yet, I will trust in him. And eventually God did restore things. But, you know, Job started having an honest conversation with God when, after a while, just saying, you know, man, why did you allow this to happen? Why are you doing this? And God asked him, said, hey, I want to put things in perspective here. Where were you when I put the sun, the stars in place, and I named the stars, each and every one of them? Where were you? And Job quickly kind of said, okay, I got you. And it's okay to question God. I mean, lightning didn't strike Job down when he did that to God and voiced his concerns, frustrations. But the fact of the matter is, friends, we need to know that, you know, God is the ultimate authority and he's there. And there's a lot of things this side of heaven I don't understand, friends, but I just really do try to trust God. I want to encourage you to do that with him today and know that he cares and he hurts when you hurt. I think that's one of the enemy's greatest lies, that, you know, we're just like, God, where are you? And he just says, hey, I'm right here. And people, you know, I think, you know, this. I heard this great Psalm 116, verse 15. It says, the Lord cares deeply when his loved ones die. And I think that's one of the things, having been a part of a couple of funerals recently, and I'm so reminded that, you know, God knows what it's like. He had to turn his back on his son Jesus there just for a moment. Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me, on the cross? But then Jesus took his last breath, he says, Father, it is finished. And I love when Jesus came back that, you know, he appeared to the disciples, except Thomas wasn't there. And they told Thomas, and Thomas was like, I don't believe it, man. I won't believe it till I see the scars in his hands and his feet. And as soon as they winded up finally seeing each other, Jesus said, Thomas, touch the scars in my hands and my feet. And Thomas was just like, you know, Lord, forgive me. And Jesus still loved him, friends. And that's where we get the term doubting Thomas. And it's okay to have doubts, but I just want you to know the Lord does care deeply. And sometimes it's not just a physical death, you know, of losing a loved one, but it's maybe the death of a job. Unfortunately, a friendship, maybe just somehow the enemy's got in and the friendship's over. You know, people I know, their pets, dogs and cats that they've had for, you know, sometimes over a decade, you know, they become family members. And you just miss, it's just been the death of something, Lord, whatever it is, a hope or a dream. Death of a marriage, you know. And yet I just want to encourage you today, the Lord cares when something in your life dies. In Psalm 34:18, one that's helped me through so many deep and painful seasons of life, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and comforts those who are crushed in spirit. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll look forward to seeing you on Monday. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. We have been blessed by one of our faithful listeners and ministry partners to be offered a $10,000 matching gift this summer through August 31st. If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here Ministries, would you consider making a donation this summer? Please go to our website, hopeishere.today, to make a secure online donation or to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today to help us fully utilize this $10,000 matching grant at hopeishere.today. Thank you.